Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents Dusty Richards' Burns Family Ranch, with performances by Scott McCormick, Helen Pifumi, Steve Wanall, Alejandro Ruiz, Danny Stoller, Matthew Bassett, Nathaniel Perry, Eric Messner, Matthew Schley, Danny Gabigan, Eric Singdalson, Jacob Yeh, Jonathan Church, James Lewis, Ken Jackson, Laura C. Harris, Alyssa Wilmoth, Dylan Lynch, Todd Schofield, Colleen Delaney, Richard Rowan, Casey Platt, Jillian Levine Sisson, Nick DePinto, Michael Glenn, Brian Hemmingson, Christopher Graybill, Ryan Carlo DeLusum, Jonathan Lee Taylor, Eva Wilhelm, Elizabeth Jernigan, Michael John Casey, Paul Reisman, Stephen Carpenter, Peter Holdway, Cameron McNary, James J. Johnson, Terrence Aselford, Andy Clements, Rose Elizabeth Supan, Mort Shelby, Amanda Forstrom, and Nanette Savard. Burns Family Ranch Number 10, Valley of Bones.
The evening sunset painted blazing colors off some towering cloud formation that hung on for a long time into twilight. Way west of him, the formation made a red firestorm going down over the distant Colorado River in California. Jeff Burns studied the day's end from his camp for the night in the juniper pinyon country west of Center Point. The four-man team was headed for his Hackberry Ranch on the rim, run by Sean McElroy and his wife Lucy. Jeff was checking to make sure their large cattle operation had all they needed and things were going smoothly. In camp with him was Jesus Martinez, Miguel Costa, and Fred Taylor, an orphan teenager. Jed's wife Liz didn't accompany them this trip because she had six students she was coaching in English, so they could attend the nearby one-room Cherry Schoolhouse. Jed's work as a U.S. Marshal had been quiet for the past 6 weeks. His superiors knew how busy his ranching enterprises kept him and only asked for help when they really needed him, for what Jesus called the real tough cases. The Northern Arizona stage line was making two stagecoach runs a week from Gallup to the ferry on the Colorado at Hardyville, plus two additional runs using buckboards each week over that route carrying mail like the stages did. Most Wells Fargo shipments went by stage, and the shiny steel wire that tracked the route was sending lots of telegrams across the territory. His partner on the wire and stage setup, Hannigan, was busy in D.C. trying to get Congress to okay payment to build a line from the existing one down to Prescott. That would connect Arizona from top to bottom. Well, almost. The Grand Canyon cut off part of the territory, leaving the strip north of there with little development and little communications. In the south, on the border, a former Texas classmate of Chet's ran the newly acquired BBP ranch, below Tombstone. Jerry and Twyla Boyd, now with children, ran the ranch with a great crew. Chet purchased it from a great old pioneer, John Davidson, who wanted the ranch to remain an active cattle operation and not some rich man's absentee toy. Then Jerry's wife Twyla received a large inheritance, and they asked if they could buy the ranch from Chet. All but the paperwork was done. Chet had no doubt they would meet John Davidson's restrictions, even though Chet now owned the ranch. Jerry could continue it as a family ranch. He finally had word that Davidson's attorney approved the deal. A good family, after moving all over, now had a great ranch of their own. Chet himself had left Texas over 5 years earlier to get his family out of a very bloody feud. He never expected to have so many ranches, a stage line, a contract to furnish beef to the Navajo reservations, a telegraph company, two sons, and a wife as sweet as Elizabeth. He watched the last of the sunset and hoped for the development of the railroad to come one day. It would shut down his stages, yes, but it would be a big step for more commerce to come to the north half of Arizona. It would certainly make a better future business environment for his two young sons, Rocky and Adam. Ready to turn in while night draped the land, he knew that the rail would someday bring statehood to this land as well. Having risen early, the group rode out for the Hackberry Ranch.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?